Good morning. Thanks so much for joining us for Weekend Edition here on Vermont Public Radio. And now it's time for Public Post. VPR Public Post is made possible with support from Merchants Bank. There might be some new apartments in downtown Montpelier thanks to a real estate option signed by two nonprofit housing organizations. We have that story and more from VPR's Public Post this week. Public Post reporter Amy Noyes joins us now. Hi, Amy.
Hi, Mary Carol.
So, is this an affordable housing deal or something else?
Yes and yes. The plan calls for 18 single-bedroom apartments in the two stories above Aubuchon Hardware on Main Street, and there'll be a mix of affordable and market rate rents.
That's right across from City Hall. Isn't that an historic building? Is this a new use for the upper floors?
It is an historic building. It went up in 1875, and it did used to have housing on the upper floors, but the space has been vacant for over 75 years.
Tell us about how tight the housing market is in Montpelier.
Well, according to city manager Bill Frazier, the vacancy rate is only around 1% in Montpelier.
Well, that is tight. And who is revamping these apartments?
Housing Vermont and Downstreet Housing and Community Development are working together on the project. They're both nonprofit housing organizations. Housing Vermont is based in Burlington, and Downstreet is based in Barrie. People may know it by its former name, which was the Central Vermont Community Land Trust.
And you wrote about another construction project in Montpelier this week, the One Taylor Street project. Can you bring us up to speed on that?
Yes, One Taylor Street is a transit center the city has planned, and the project also includes linking together some bike paths to promote non-motorized transportation. And the update this week is that Montpelier is still struggling with acquiring both grant funding and rights of way for the project. However, if all goes as planned, they may be ready for construction a year from now.
I see. And you also reported on some town charter news this week. Why is Charlotte drafting a charter?
Well, in general, towns draft or amend governance charters if they want to conduct town business in a different way than is prescribed by the state. And the charter must be voted on by the local citizens and also approved by the state legislature. And in Charlotte, the select board is considering a novel way to pass the town budget at town meeting. In most towns, they either vote the budget on the floor from town meeting or they cast private votes in a ballot booth. And Charlotte wants to do both. They want to discuss, possibly amend, and vote on the municipal budget at town meeting. And they want to hold a second vote via private ballot. And that process is spelled out in this draft charter.
Well, that sounds complicated. Why would they want the extra step?
Well, proponents of the change say this will allow the most number of voters to be involved in the process.
And are they voting on the charter soon?
Well, they were set to vote on it on November 3rd, but again, to get more people involved in the process, they've pushed that back to town meeting day in March, which I should add not everybody is happy about because that means there's no chance of the change being in effect for town meeting day in 2016.
And in Salisbury, I understand they passed and then withdrew a new law there. What was that all about?
That's right. Back in August, the select board adopted a hunting and firearms ordinance that basically said, with a few exceptions, you can't fire a gun within 200 feet of a house or other building in the village or along the shore of Lake Dunmore in Salisbury. And like any municipal ordinance, there was a waiting period between when it is adopted and when it goes into effect. And it was set to go into effect a week from now, but that won't happen because the board withdrew it on Tuesday.
Why did they withdraw it?
Well, some residents complained and the board agreed that the ordinance might not have been legal as it was written. So instead, the board says it will work with the State Fish and Wildlife Department on finding other ways to address safety concerns while still respecting hunters' rights.
I see. Thanks, Amy.
You're welcome, Mary Carol.